She is a kettlebell specialist. And Colleen, how about you go ahead and just introduce yourself to everybody, who you are and what you do.
Hello to all of you out there. So as Jane said, my name is Colleen Conlon. I am a kettlebell specialist. I help women in particularly get strong, help to increase their metabolism and ignite their spark to find their fierce all through using kettlebells.
Amazing. So I want to start at like the beginning of your fitness journey and just talk a little bit about how you got into fitness in the first place.
Sure. So I grew up having my mom be a group fitness instructor. So I was used to going to gyms since I was like 3 years old, and I would be put into the daycare area, and I would always find my way sneaking out and joining my mom's classes. At first, just like walking. And then as I got older, starting to participate in them. And then I kind of stopped going with my mom to the gym. I was doing a fair amount of dancing at the time. I got really into theater. I ended up going to college for theater.
And what? I didn't know that. I went to college for theater. Oh my God. Okay, cool. Oh,
cool. Yeah, I was, I went to Cap 21 for musical theater right in the city. And I remember one day I walked across the street and I saw a SoulCycle, and I was like, oh my gosh, this looks like the coolest thing ever. And on my way in a class, and like 2 weeks later, I was like, I can do this. And I auditioned, and I had like the worst audition. I mean, it was the first time I had ever auditioned for anything other than, you know, a musical.
Right. And
it was just like the worst thing in the world. I totally blacked out, and it was terrible. And I remember reaching out to them afterwards because they said no. And I was like, can you give me any feedback as to why? And I didn't get a response. And it's interesting because I've been on the other side of the table now where I have audition instructors to work for me. And I'm just like I it's very easy to see all of the mistakes that I made. And it's, especially a brand like SoulCycle, like they're so big. So at the time, I was really offended that they didn't get back to me. But then being on the other side of things, I now have a greater understanding for how busy you can be. And sometimes just like giving that feedback, you don't always have the time to. But after my SoulCycle audition, I told my boyfriend, who is now my husband, who is actually a trainer at Equinox. I told him that I didn't make it. And he was like, well, why don't you come and work for Equinox instead? And I was like, I don't know how to get started. And he was like, let me introduce you to some of the people from the group fitness team, because he was a trainer. He introduced me to an instructor named Randy Eisenstadt, who was teaching like a gajillion classes at the time and was amazing. And she got me interested in indoor cycling. And that's how I got started in the industry. I went to a cycling certification under Rachel Vazirali, who up until recently was running all of the cycling program for Equinox.
Oh, cool.
And I kind of became like her and Randy's mini-me.
Oh, they took under their wings.
Under their wings. They were so sweet. It was so kind of them to really just like take a chance on me, because I had I had no idea what I was doing. And I started teaching at a place called Clay down in Union Square in New York City.
Okay.
And I taught to like, I'd be lucky if I had three people in class on these like terrible bikes. And like,
oh, I was supposed to say cycling. Okay.
Yeah. Cycling. Okay. And I would have to get off the bike like every time a new song was getting ready to start, because the stereo was all the way across the room from the bike. And it was just like most messy, terrible thing ever. And anyways, I got my feet wet. I auditioned for Equinox. They said no. But they were like, we want to bring you into our mentorship program.
Oh, okay.
So I did that for about 3 months, and finally got cleared. And I was teaching indoor cycling predominantly for my first year and a half of fitness. And then I got into teaching group fitness, and very similarly at the time Equinox was coming out with these mentorship programs. So I started to do the one for the main studio doing HIIT classes. And that's how I got my feet wet there. And then I got Well, I feel like that's kind of the beginning of how everything started. I don't know if I should continue. Like, the story could go on and on and on.
Well, I wanna ask, so like, what does the mentorship program look like?
Apparently it looks very different now than it did when I was in it. So
gotcha.
For cycling in general, I had to come to the studio like once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to demonstrate like a song on the bike, and then I would get feedback, and then I would have to do it again. I had to take all of these classes. Well, I didn't have to. The thing is, like, nothing was required. And at the time, you weren't paid for anything. I believe now, like, you get paid to be in the program. Like, I've been in a bunch of mentorship programs where you don't get paid anything. You show up and, like,
that's, it's like free education for you.
Yeah. But I think at mm-hmm. some point, and it's not just Equinox, but other companies, there came a time where everybody realized, no, you need to pay your people. And I think something weird had come out with Flywheel, where everyone was like, we need to actually start doing this. But anyways, that's definitely a tangent. So I was going in and taking all these classes. I was in college at the time, and I remember, like, I was constantly skipping my English class on, what's her name? Who's the author? Jane Austen. I was taking a class just on Jane Austen. I was skipping it every chance I could to take cycling classes with Rachel. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the HIIT stuff was not as intense by any means. It was really just like showing up here and there, taking a couple people's classes, and then auditioning. That
wow.
was not very intense at all. But I think
changed
a lot. Over the past, like, I want to say, I think I was doing that stuff 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And then you've been, so then after that, you became an instructor, and that kind of started it all.
Yeah. So being a cycling and then a group fitness instructor, mm-hmm. Started everything. And then I started focusing more so on personal training. And then I got into a mix of doing personal training and group fitness. And then I went into management. And then I went back to juggling group fitness and personal training.
I want to ask you, like, how do you feel, I guess, like, with, like, personal training and group fitness? Like, I have so much respect for group fitness instructors because I feel like it's just so much to handle at one time. So I'd love to hear, like, what you feel are, like, the big differences between the two.
Yeah, totally. Well, first off, I really think every fitness professional, be it a group fitness instructor or personal trainer, everyone is different and everyone sees things differently.
And totally.
It's always so interesting having these conversations with my husband because he's never really done anything from the group fitness side. Mm-hmm. And I started on the group fitness side, but in group fitness, it's different because you're not focused on an individual. You're focused on a big group of people. So you're trying to make sure that what you're selecting to do is going to work for the vast majority of people. So it mm-hmm. can be challenging to do things more advanced or more progressive because, you know, you're catering to so many people versus one. But mm-hmm. I think they're both great. I've had fun doing both groups and privates. They're very different.
Yeah. Yeah. Two totally different environments. That's so cool that you do both.
Thank you.
So at what point did kettlebells sort of come into the mix?
Yeah. So I got started with kettlebells a little over 3 years ago at this point. So I was managing a HIIT studio called the Sweatshed for Crunch over at 59th Street mm-hmm. In New York City. And I was hired to create this program and run the studio and help mentor the trainers. And the guy who hired me was a really big kettlebell fan. He was a strong instructor.
Uh-huh.
And he was like asking me all these questions about kettlebells, and I was like bullshitting my way through it. Because like at the studio, one of like the main pieces of equipment that they wanted to highlight was kettlebell. And
mm-hmm.
no experience. My husband had taught me how to swing a kettlebell, but after after learning what I know now, I was not swinging the kettlebell as efficiently as I could have been, mm-hmm. which is fine. But I remember going in and at, so to like paint a picture for you, Crunch on 59th Street in New York City, it's their biggest location, and they had a studio inside of the gym, and the studio was different than their group fitness studio. And where the sweatshed lived, all of the personal trainers, it was like in their area. So they were watching classes happening, and almost all of their trainers went through Strong First or RKC, at least level one, mm-hmm. if not level two. And I remember one day, one of the trainers who I started getting friendly with, he was like, yeah, we're like always kind of like watching you guys and cringing when you're using kettlebells. Cause like, it's not right. And at that point I was just like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No worries.
I was just like, I guess we really do need to figure this out. So one of the trainers, he started to teach me hard style kettlebell training. And again, like my goal at the time was just to like not keep getting the studio and the instructors and the clients kind of like talked about behind our backs, because all these trainers mm-hmm. were kind of just like, WTF are you doing? And in learning the technique, I kind of just started falling in love with kettlebells. And at the time, I really wasn't focused on my body. I was in a management position for the first time, and it was something that I really was excited about. And then once I had the job, I realized how much I hated it. And I was commuting mm-hmm. in and out of the city 5 to 6 days a week. And I would be so fried by the end of the day that I was just like eating pizza and drinking beer, and I was gaining all this weight. And when I started using the kettlebells more and more seriously, I started noticing that my body was changing. It was crazy because when I was working on the kettlebell stuff, I wasn't even using it as like my workout time. I was mm-hmm. trying to like learn the skills little by little. And I started seeing my body change. And then one day we were doing the programming for like the next month in the sweatshed. And one of my instructors was like, oh, we should do pull-ups. And I was like, that'd be great. But like, I didn't want to program pull-ups because I couldn't demonstrate a pull-up. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, just try. And I was like, I can't. He was like, no, just try. And I tried and I got one. And I was like, how could this be? I haven't been doing
right
for this. And he was like, all of the lat work that you're doing with your kettlebells, like duh. And that's kind of when I came to the realization that now that I've used these kettlebells and learned how to use my lats and how to use my hamstrings and how to use my grip strength, like all of these new windows are open to me for exercises that I wasn't able to do in the past.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you just kind of touched on this, but what are some of the benefits? Like if I was somebody who had never seen a kettle, or maybe just never touched one, like maybe I know kind of know what they are, but I feel like kettlebells can be really intimidating for people. So what are some of the benefits of working with kettlebells?
We're going to take a quick break from this episode to talk about the Movement and Mindset program. Movement and Mindset is an online fitness program made for women who want to feel happier and healthier in their day-to-day lives. I was always a gym girl. Home workouts were not really my thing, but when the pandemic hit, I was forced to become more creative with my training, and I learned that you can actually do so much without a ton of space or equipment. The program is focused on functional training and helping you find ways to incorporate healthy habits into your life. It also has a huge emphasis on education. I encourage everybody to ask questions, and I love explaining the why behind each workout and style that we learn. Once you join the program, you get 5 workouts per week sent directly to your inbox. You'll get access to our private Instagram page with video breakdowns of each exercise, so your form is always on point. You'll be accepted to our Facebook group where I post articles, playlists, a ton of fun stuff, and it's just a really great place to connect with other members. You'll have access to a personal trainer, so if you have any questions about your specific goals or any like specific modifications for your body, I'm always happy to help. If you're interested in joining the program, go to jksimmonsfitness.com to sign up and use code MMPODCAST to get your first month free. Grab a friend and let's get moving.
Well, I think one of the biggest benefits of working with kettlebells is the fact that you're getting so much focus on the posterior chain. So all of the muscles, mm-hmm. the backside of your body, think like hamstrings, glutes, lats, your back, you're able to focus in on all of these areas, because most of the patterns that you're doing with the kettlebell require you to be in a hip hinge. So if, you know, you're at a desk all day long typing, typically like your shoulders are getting crunched forward and the muscles in the backside of your body, they're like super weak. So in using the kettlebells, you're strengthening all of those muscles and kind of countering all the work that you're doing by sitting at your desk or looking down at your phone. So that's like a big thing. The other thing that's like really huge with kettlebells is the fact that it's very much a global way of training. So what I mean by global is there's a difference between training globally and locally. So Think bodybuilding. Like in bodybuilding, they really focus in on like one muscle group at a time, right? So like we can really just like focus on bicep, doing a bunch of bicep curls, and like my bicep is going to be shot for shit by the end of the workout. But the rest of my body doesn't really feel super fatigued. So I like to think of that as local. With kettlebells, in order to be safe and to be able to do everything, you have to create tension in your entire body for the vast majority of exercises. So in creating this tension, every single muscle is totally active. So regardless of the exercise, even though you might feel, you know, you're glutes a little bit more than something else, everything is fighting to work at once. So I refer to that as global. So if you are short on time or you need like the biggest bang for your buck, doing global types of training is going to give you that versus staying more localized on one area.
Yeah, I love that. I know that concept, but I've never heard of it being called like local and global. So I really like that. That makes total sense.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah. And so now you teach like kettlebell lessons, right? So do you walk me through like kind of like what you do in a week? Like, I know you teach like one-on-one classes, but do you also do group fitness? Just kind of walk me through like what class options you have now.
Yeah. So my offerings have definitely changed since COVID-19 happened. So I do offer personal training. And for people who are looking to get started with kettlebells in a one-on-one setting, I offer that. And then I do have a group class. My group people they're so unique. So when I was at Equinox, I was teaching a kettlebell class and it was only happening at one location because this one location was okay with it. Most people were not. Most of my bosses were nervous that it was not going to be safe. And I totally understand where they were coming from with that. However, going through the courses I've gone through at this point, I think depending on whoever's teaching, it can be a safe environment or it can't. And it's not really something you should just cross off and unless you've actually gone through it. But I was teaching this class at Equinox for about 7 months before lockdown happened. And the class was super small. Like we only took 10 people in. It was waitlisted every week. And these people have kind of turned into like my ride or die kettlebell students.
Oh, that's awesome.
So when COVID happened, you know, we were doing this kettlebell class on Sundays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon because it was like a dead time in the gym and they were open to putting it on the schedule because it wasn't going to interfere with classes where they could put more people in. So when COVID happened, I offered class on Zoom. All of my ride or dies, they bought kettlebells and they started taking it with me. And then over the course of, you know, the past several months, I started offering more of an intro class. And then people have graduated into my ride or die class. I call them my level three. Mm-hmm. And now we're at a point where everyone is either in level three or they're coming into one of my courses. So I'm launching a kettlebell foundations course, which starts on November 8th. And that's a 5-week course where people are sent videos of me demoing and explaining everything that we'll be working on in our session. Our sessions are 90 minutes long and half of it's focused on technique and then half of it's focused on implementing, so that by the time they get through these first 5 weeks, they can see, like, are kettlebells actually something I want to pursue a little bit more seriously, or is this just not my cup of tea? And by the time they get through the course, they will be clear to come in and start taking classes that I offer virtually. But then I also have this other course that I just launched for the first time 6 weeks ago called Swing to Snatch, which is a 12-week kettlebell intensive. And I take people from the very beginning, people, like, I have some people in the course who have never touched a kettlebell before in their life. And they go from learning how to deadlift and learn, and then graduating, learning how to snatch with their testing size bell come the end of the 12 weeks. So that's those are all the things that I have to offer at this point.
Yeah, that is incredible, because I feel like kettlebells really is just one of those things where, like, I was very intimidated by them. They didn't even have them at, like, my college gym, so I didn't really see them until I started working at Equinox and was still nervous about it until I took a class. So I love that you have a class that is like, this is where to start. Just that's the hardest part about anything, is just figuring out where you start.
Totally. Totally agree with you on that. I think a lot of people they're on social media and they're watching, like, all these crazy things, and they try all the crazy things, and then they're like, oh, I feel my back. Oh, this doesn't feel good on my wrist. And it's unfortunate, because, like, you get so excited, but if you don't know how to go through the basics, like, doing any of those crazy things, you're gonna feel terrible.
Yeah, it is such a just a skill that you need to know the foundation. Like, you need to know the technique. Exactly what you're saying, like, with the wrists and just all of that. Just so that you don't really, like, notice if you don't know what you're looking for sometimes when you're just watching a video.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is knowing what you're looking for. And a lot of people, even, like, in watching videos on social media, so much of the time things look like, oh, this looks pretty good. But when you don't know what you're looking for, more times than not, it's actually not.
Yeah, 100%. So if I were a beginner, like a day one, like you said, never touched a kettlebell beginner, what are some, like, great resources that I could start looking at to sort of get comfortable with it and just sort of learn a little bit more about kettlebells?
Yeah, I think if you do a search, even, like, on Google, look up RKC or look up Strong First, those are the two most reputable places to go to start learning about kettlebells that are free, like, just reading and gaining information. I will say my feed in particular, I think there is a good amount of material there even for beginners to understand, like, what kind of weight do I need? What do I do with my hands? I know a lot of people out there that, you know, they cater to different people's levels. I really do enjoy working with people getting started with kettlebells for the first time. But then, like, I know other people that really prefer working with more, like, intermediate to advanced people, and others that really focus on working with kettlebell coaches. So I think going on the RKC Dragon Door website or the SFG Strong First website are two really great places to get started. But even following me on Instagram, and I'm not saying it because, you know, I'm talking on your podcast right now, but I do cater a lot of my material to people who are getting started with kettlebells.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, I've learned so much just from following you. And speaking of your Instagram, so you have a phrase, you even said it at the beginning, called find your fierce. And I just want you to talk about what that means exactly, because I see it all the time. So I just want you to speak a little on, like, what that means to you.
Yeah, so for me, find your fierce is finding your strength, finding your confidence. So backstory, when I was like 11 or 12 years old, my best friend at the time told me everybody would like me more if I was skinnier. And
my God.
And that turned into a very serious eating disorder for about 10 years. And I had super low self-esteem. The only place that I felt confident was when I was up on stage performing. And I was just feeling terrible about myself. And I just never felt like I could do anything Right. And I remember when I found my husband, who is also in fitness, as I said before, he's one of those trainers that can just do like crazy shit. Like stuff that just like doesn't look possible. So what I mean by that is like pistol squats and human flags and muscle ups and like all of this crazy stuff. And there were times where like he was trying to teach me how to do those things, and I was like, I can't do these things. And I would get frustrated, and after like the first week I would just give up. And in sticking with kettlebells for as long as I did, and then, you know, trying that pull up for the first time, I started feeling more confident in myself. And then after that, like I attempted a pistol squat, and then like a couple months later, I went to a progressive calisthenics certification, and I was able to get into part of my human flag. And the confidence that I just started feeling from being able to do these skills made me feel fierce. And in being able to do these things, I started noticing that I was so much more confident in other areas of my life, in terms of like speaking up for myself. And you know, with group fitness in particularly, you really kind of get what they give you. Like it's really hard to get X amount of classes. It's really hard to get like time slots that you want. But for me in particular, like I was starting to get to a point where I was able to like actually speak up for myself and be like, I need this. If I can't have it, fine. I'm just like going to give it up. Cause I was such like by nature, I'm such a people pleaser and I always want to be on everyone's
Me too.
And from using the kettlebells and gaining confidence and feeling fierce, it's been so much easier for me to ask for the things I want. And, you know, if I'm told no, being okay to walk away, if that's an option I really can take.
Yeah, that is such an important thing. I think especially for women in fitness, because I mean, like growing up, I remember reading magazines and it all just being like when I was 13, like reading magazines and everything was just about weight loss and being thin. And similar to you, like skill-based training has been such a game changer for my mental health in terms of fitness. And it really does. It bleeds over into your everyday life. It's kind of crazy how much all of that is like intertwined. Well, I guess it's not, but I think we kind of like to separate things out and compartmentalize, but everything that we do all like bleeds together. So I love that you're really bringing that, like highlighting that through your training. Yeah. So that was all of the questions that I had for you. But I want you to shout yourself out. Where can people find you? I know you have a freebie you wanted to give everyone. So go ahead and just.
Oh my gosh, you're amazing, Jane. Okay, so easiest place to find me is on Instagram. My handle is I am Colleen Conlan. You can also find me at my website, which is www.colleenconlan.com. And for anybody who is looking to get started with kettlebells, especially if you have access to a kettlebell right now, if you are comfortable going back into a gym that is open, or if you have a kettlebell inside of your house, I want to share with you my 5 secrets to a powerful kettlebell swing. So I'm going to give Jane the link. All you need to do is sign up and make an account on Kajabi. It is totally free and it will walk you through a bunch of videos and tutorials breaking everything down to have a powerful kettlebell swing.
That's a perfect. And I'll link all of that in the show description. So if you're listening right now, you can just go to the show description and all of this will be linked there. So thank you so much, Colleen, for coming on. It was so great talking to you and just learning more about you and your background. I had no idea that you went to school for theater. That is crazy. I love theater people who turned into fitness people.
There's definitely a lot of us.
I know, right? Awesome. Well, thank you so much for making time to come on.
Thank you again so much for having me. I'm excited to share this when it is ready to come out.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Movement and Mindset. Colleen is a superstar and I'm just so happy that she could come on the show. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave a review. It really helps out the podcast and just helps it grow and helps people find it. You can also find us on Instagram at movement.mindset.pod. So make sure you give the podcast a follow and I will talk to you guys next week.